This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. It may not be your vision of a fabulous Friday, but plenty of tax experts and other interested parties spent the day poring over 950 pages of tax documents, all related to Mitt Romney and his former company, Bain Capital. The paperwork was posted yesterday by the news and gossip blog Gawker as part of its investigation into Governor Romney's income and tax payments. Many of the questions arising from those taxes stem from offshore accounts. So we're going to talk with Nicholas Shaxton. He wrote a book called Treasure Island, Uncovering the Damage of Offshore Banking and Tax Havens. Welcome to the program.
Hi, nice to talk to you.
Well, what do you make of this news surrounding Governor Romney and these pages and pages of documents that were published yesterday?
Well, I certainly haven't looked at them all. There's an awful lot of stuff there. One of the things that struck me in the complexity of these things that Bain is involved in and that Romney has been involved in is absolutely staggering. And, you know, people in the financial sector are kind of used to this level of complexity. But for the ordinary person on the street, this stuff is really, really strange.
But if it's strange, that certainly doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with it.
Not necessarily. They don't seem to have produced any major smoking guns. A couple of interesting things have come up. One, there does seem to be confirmation of the use of offshore blocker corporations. This is something that for some time the Romney camp has refused to answer questions about. And it seems likely that Romney has been using the tax havens to reduce its tax bill, but we haven't had confirmation of this.
Is that illegal?
No, it's not illegal. It's not breaking the law. But the Romney camp has said in the past that Romney has paid his taxes by investing in these through these offshore blockers. He pays just as much tax, the very same amount of tax, as if he had invested directly in the United States. If these Gawker documents do reveal that his investments have been routed through these blockers, then that will reveal that to be untrue.
Governor Romney said today that a lot of large companies make a regular practice of using, you know, these low tax havens to save money. How easy is it for multinationals, wealthy individuals to move their assets overseas in these tax havens?
It's very easy indeed, and it's getting ever more rampant. This is not about moving plant and equipment. This is just about shuffling numbers, really.
What is the problem with offshore banking? I mean, if it's legal, why not do it?
The offshore system of tax havens is bigger and badder than almost anybody realised. Recently, the Tax Justice Network put out a study estimating that there's up to $30 trillion of money offshore. A lot of this activity is not strictly illegal, but it is a lot of it is abusive. This system, the whole system, is profoundly dangerous, profoundly harmful to democracy, because it effectively provides escape routes from tax, from disclosure, from criminal laws for the wealthiest elites, who are the ones who can, you know, who can afford to use tax havens, and leaving everybody else to kind of pick up the tab.
If it's that appalling, how is it allowed?
Well, that's always the question that comes back. And essentially, there have been numerous attempts by governments to rein this thing in, and the lobbying power of particularly the financial sector. I mean, the offshore system is, you know, it is the popular imagination. It's a kind of, you know, an exotic sideshow to the global economy where, you know, a few celebrity tax cheats and, you know, mafiosi and stuff roam. But no, today, these days, it's all about the financial sector. This is about Wall Street, and Wall Street loves tax havens. And we've seen the power of Wall Street in, you know, eviscerating reforms. And, you know, essentially, I think that's probably the most important reason.
Nicholas Shaxton is the author of Treasure Islands, Uncovering the Damage of Offshore Banking and Tax Havens. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks very much.